Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. Thank you so much, Tibahle. This is how she goes out with that beautiful song there. And then, of course, Sunday Live it is. We will be talking through and through up to the hour 7 and some good music, man. And I know my brother Vusi Nkosi always complained about this song. Hey, I thanda le ngoma. But you can realize, Vusi, I haven't played this song in a year. Almost. Get it out.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Beautiful song indeed, the Savior from Lulu Digan, a friend of mine, man. And of course, I have online my brothers and guests. Sipopolo Sghatebe is on the line, and Jabulani Temaneck is also on the line. And also Umfundisi Motha. Demko is also on the line. Let me start with you, Demko. Greetings. Ma'ach.
Hey, hello, Ma'ach. How are you?
Good, how are you? You not to peace, Lapu. You not to click and pet in, so you not going to know.
Kuleka, my brother, cha. Relax, feel, and je, ange ko peace. Ngilalele wena.
Hey, yazi ngikhumbuza
manje. Ngilindele ukufuda. That's why zwakala nje ungathi ngiphindele ngirelax ngayo. Ngilindele ukufunda namhlanje kusihlwa.
Yazi ngikhumbuza bani ne? Khona umfana bekacula abathulundi. And then njalo ngithi kuye. Hona vona why ukukhuluma ngani sengathi lamalanga ngathi awukho. Athi hayi khululeka dadu umfundisi khululeka. Balacha njalo yazi ukuthi hayi kubi. Kusaphileka kodwa mfundisi Motha.
No, my brother, by the grace of God, kusaphileka. Siyabonga kakhulu. Nami ngiyathemba ukuthi ngiyaphila mfuthu.
Hayi, siyaphila buthi man, siyaphila kakhulu. Yeah, kakhulu.
No, siyabonga. Sibonga lowo Musa nalithuba esilitholile. Ngiyathemba abafowethu mfuthu Jabulani noSipho. Kanye nabalalele emakhaya ba-right, bayaphila.
Sithembe loko ukuthi ba right bayaphila, uyabona. Sibabuze bona mathupha. Ithi ngiqale ngoJabulani Dominic, all the way in Mbombela. Sabona Jabu,
my friend, ngiyakuthi kodwa
siyaphila. Sibuze kuwe.
Hayi, siyaphila ngomusa kaZimu. Sigcinile kakhulu, sinika lonke uthando. Ngibingelele nawe umfundisi uMotha, mfundisi Sipho nabalaleli bonke ngegama likaYahusha HaMashiya.
Hey, Jabu, konje wena awufavi le clubha le ekora igoal bese yona self iyalivimba lelo goal ne. Oh yeah, no. Hey, Nkosi yami. Guzolung. Yeah. And of course, we also have Sipho Paulos. Sawubona, buti.
Sawubona, mfundisi uLeyi. Sawubona, mbalele emakhaya. Jobe mthoba le mfundisi Motha, igameni lenkosi. Amen.
Nanga umuntu ngathi uphethe umkhuhlane.
Hayi, umncane nje mfundisi, okukhulu sengidlulile. Siyambonga uSimangade.
Yeah. No, hayi, siyabonga. Bube sengimangela ngithe mfumane. Yini ngathi uphethe umkhuhlane into zakhona? bathi umkhuhlane wasehlobo umkhuhlane vele ofika kungenye indlela bese uphuma kabhlungu loyo mkhuhlane uyabona awuphumi kalula ngoba kuyashisa so uma unalo mkhuhlane bathi uphuma kanzima kodwa siyathokoza ukuthi wena uright njengoba uclaim ukuthi uright hayi nama nginankinga
hallelujah
yeah no asibongeni kakhulu and of course tonight we are talking about blessings man and we are asking the question what are blessings we are asking that question what are blessings what are they even all about when we talk about blessings we are asking the question what are blessings and what are they all about you know we are asking that question because sometimes it happens people talk about blessings and we don't know how blessings come about you know we really don't know we don't know how blessings occur what is meant by the concept of blessings and what are they all about we don't know really we don't know and so when a person speaks about blessings we somewhat somehow think ukuthi to a great extent they know their story ukuthi kukhona something that the father has done you know in their lives you know there's something that the father has done in their lives and basically there's something good happening which has been added to them that's what I basically think that the notion of blessings is all about you know so it comes to mind much of the times that we somewhat somehow start to see ukuthi blessings mean quite a lot of things and blessings are about quite a lot of things and we start to realize that when we speak about blessings we speak about something other than what people think you know that is just their benefits but blessings also have to do with the covenant of the father which he has set on our behalf which he has set on our behalf you know that's basically that and then so it happens much of the times when we speak about blessings that there's a notion of not touching right you know when one speaks about blessings and they think that it's just benefits but it's also the covenant part of the father that he basically brings across into our lives and that is what we should know that blessings are all about it's very important to take that into consideration so we are asking that question what are blessings what are they all about what do they stand for and those of you who say eish fun you know we have quite a lot of people who would say we have quite a lot of people who are understanding what blessings are and we've seen what is happening in their lives so we can deduce and say these are what blessings are all about that is basically what we are talking about so send us your WhatsApps just tell us about how the father has been blessing you so that we can understand and get it from you as to what blessings are all about now blessings it's amazing in Genesis 24:35 blessings are about it says the Lord has blessed my master greatly and he has become great and he has given him flocks herds silver gold male and female servants and camels says he has given me that he has given him that And these are what blessings are all about. And so you and I have to understand, it's when the Father gives you things that you need to have. The things that the Father gives you, the things that you need to have, the things that the Father brings to you, those are blessings. In Genesis 26, verses 12 says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. It says, the Lord blessed him. Now, that very aspect of saying the Father blessed him, we see with the nourishment of the land upon which we live, then we are able to say the Father has blessed us. And of course, also, when we say the Father has blessed us, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, we start to see in Deuteronomy chapter 29, that when we speak about the blessings, when we speak about the blessings of the Father, we actually also are speaking about the Father taking care of us and the Father really bringing quite a lot upon our lives, and the Father bringing quite a lot to us in our lives. These things are taking place. That is what we call blessings. These are what blessings are even all about. So we are going to open up the lines, give you a shout, give us a shout, talk to us directly there. Tell us, what do you think blessings are all about? Then we will be keen to hear from you as to what is implied by the notion of blessings, what they are all about, what they stand for, and how the Father has seen you through. You know, when we talk about blessings also, how the Father has seen you through. What has He done in your life which you can deem as a blessing? We will be touching base on that, right? And then, of course, also, when we talk about blessings, 2 Samuel 6:11 says, the ark of the Elohim remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Elohim blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. It is when the Father performs His goodness upon our lives, upon our households, then we can say we are experiencing the blessing of the Father. Now, when you go to 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 13, it says, and I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. It is when the Father gives us what we have not asked, honor and wealth, spiritually and physically, materially and otherwise, things that come to us, that's why I call them grace, things that come to us by the grace of the Father, things that the Father gives us by His grace, that is what we refer to as blessings. So I trust as we speak that you will be able to testify about the blessings of the Father even upon your life. How the Father has been gracing you with His goodness. And in your life, what would you say blessings are even all about? 2 Chronicles 32:29, moreover, He provided cities for Himself and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance. And it says, for Yahuwah had given Him much property. It is when the Father gives us possessions in abundance, when the Father makes provision for us and gives us possessions in abundance. These are what we call blessings. These are what they are all about, right? But you must check each and every time. The purpose is to glorify the Father. When we speak about blessings also, the purpose is to glorify the Father at all times. When we talk about blessings, it comes to the Father each and every time. It just doesn't end there. It comes to the Father. So when we speak about the blessings, When we speak about the blessings, we are talking about the Father doing us great. All right. I'm going to open up the lines. You talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. You can also send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. So you can testify about the goodness of the Father and His abundance upon your life and how He has gotten you when things were very empty, but He had filled every empty space. We can talk about that. And at times you can even talk about empty spaces and how the Father had used these empty spaces, not by just filling them, but by making them an opportunity that you experience His love and His care, and that you grow in His faith also. You know, these also become or are blessings. These are what they are. We are touching base and talking about that. All right. Just after a jiffy.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. All right. Let me start with you, Jabu. When we speak about blessings as believers and children of the Most High, what are we talking about?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great topic, I must say, about the blessings of the Father. Indeed, it's always good to know that the Father blesses us. Also, let me just maybe support what you've already shared in introducing what blessings are. So that they are provided by the Father and for His glory. It's not for us to shine. It's not for us to really, like, now be seen as the people who are most successful. You know, no one is successful than the other when it comes to the brethren or the children of the Father, because there is a purpose for every blessing that He has given us for His kingdom. If we can have that understanding, that will even open doors for us to tap into our blessings, because the Father has blessed all of us. It says, the word says, He has blessed us with all heavenly blessings in the heavenly realm. You know? So we are all blessed by the heavenly blessings. So no one lacks, no one is better than the other, but there is a purpose for every blessing that He has given us. And also, I was reading the book of Psalms 10:22. It says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and no sorrow is added. No sorrow is added. So it means it's the blessing that makes us rich. And now, the riches that you are referring to here is not the materialistic riches that we see people chasing after, because the Father has discouraged us in the book of Matthew 6, verse 32 to 33, that seek ye first His kingdom and what He requires of you, and all these things will be added. That the world chase after these things, even the riches, they chase after them. So the riches that in the book of Proverbs 10:20, actually Psalms 10:22 is referring to, is the spiritual riches. It's the world of, you know, the kingdom, the world of His weight, you know, like being able just to know, to be at peace, to be content, you know, without, like, you know, like to be content with what the Father has given you, not to envy others, not to be jealous, to a point where even you end up moving outside the will of the Father because you're trying to meet the standard or you're trying to match other people's progression in life, but just to be content with where He has placed you. That's the rich that is, you know, that it make it rich. That's the blessing. So it means whatever the Father has assigned for you to accomplish, in His blessing you will accomplish. You will prosper. If it's to win souls, you will win multitudes of souls because you are blessed in that area. If it is to run businesses, you know,
you will run businesses that will be profitable because you are blessed in that area. If it is to minister in worship to a point where heavens become like open up to the whole body of Christ and you experience his presence, you will prosper in that area because you are blessed, you know. So it's very important for us to understand the purpose of the blessing of the Father upon our lives. That's also in Genesis 27, 28 to 29 says, may God give you heavenly juice and add richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. That's his blessings, the blessings of abundance. For us to lack nothing, to be, you know, like as it says in Proverbs, in Psalms 10, 22, that no sorrow is added. When we are blessed, we should not suffer. We should not lack. We should not be the people, you know, like, we should not be beggars. As it says, may God give you heavenly dew and add richness, an abundance of grain and new wine. Wine there, the presence of God, the Spirit of God, the anointing of God flowing in us. So it means that I was saying, whatever the Father has called you to do, do it in his anointing, in his Spirit, in his presence, in his glory. It means people feel touched by the Father when you speak because of you are moving in his blessing in your life. When you are at work administering, you know, like your duties that you are assigned to you, maybe to manage a portfolio or to lead people or to be a public speaker, whatever that the Father has placed you to do, as you do it, people are touched by God because you are moving in his blessing over your life. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good, Jabu. And of course, we are talking about the very notion of what is meant by blessings. What are blessings? What are they even all about? We are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Let me bring this to you. Sipho Mfano Ose Upheli Lomkhuhlane. When we look at the notion of blessings in Psalm 65 verse 9, it says you visit the earth and water you greatly enrich it. The river of Yahuwah is full of water. You provide their grain, for you have prepared it. It is when the Father visits the earth and waters it. It is when the Father enriches the earth. And it is when his river is full of water. It is when he provides grain and prepares the earth to give us harvests. Those are blessings. What say you, Sipho?
Wow, what a topic in front of this. And we thank God to God, it is true indeed, we are blessed. Not simply just a topic. And I thank God for this opportunity. Just to be part of the show, I'm learning from school. It makes my spirit to grow each and every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Looking forward in the future from this very cool, because I am also being blessed. And as we're talking about blessing, number one, again, starting to fundis, what is not a blessing? Because sometimes we can get a definition whereby we analyze with what is not a blessing. Umane moto mfundiso ikwele dai. Tattoos are nice, so don't be blessed. It's not a blessing. It's a loan, that was. Owing other people's money, we believe it will be something that you are blessed. No, that's not a blessing. And lastly, blessings are not limited on the physicality and tangibility of things that we hold or we uphold on. No. Blessings sometimes they're spiritually. Blessings sometimes are things whereby we can count them, even though they are not physically tangible. I'm blessed having Christ in me as a blessed hope of glory. That's a blessing. As we have been asked to touchable. It's where blessing is where we see God's favor and divine protection over our life. There are things in this, whereby we can count them as a blessing. To be blessed is to have material stuff. I see him from this material stuff, and not only just limitation, but it's blessed in us. There are people that know Lazarus who died poor, but they were blessed in their soul, having Christ being their master.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing, because whenever we depart on this planet Earth, we're facing eternity, and that's where we see Gutabanyabandu, they thought they are blessed, whereas they are not. The rich story says a rich somebody, a rich Bible, they claimed it seems as if it was a blessing, but unfortunately, that was not a blessing. When the singer, when he sees Lazarus upon the bosom of the Father, and the other one was crying. So blessings are not limitation, whereby it's a blessing.
Yes.
When we see the proof of Labantu, I'm saying a drive, and I'm saying a little pain, Gandhi, it's a loan, you know. Blessings are not, it's a killer palace doing it tangible. Blessings are also the abundance of His grace upon our life. And that is why in Zalukfunda, verse 2, chapter 2. Verse 23. Uthi jabulani bantwana base Siyoni nithokoze kuJehova uNkulunkulu wenu ngokuba uninga imvula yokuqala. Having the rain that coming from God is a blessing.
Yeah.
You cannot touch imvula ngenza if they partikayo. But having the rain in its season whereby we can plant the seed, then it germinates and reap the fruits after it's a blessing. Yeah, world mfundisi lakhona abalifuna imvula ukuthi ngathi ngana. So it means umi ngeke imvula. There's no blessing. That is why futhi ethi uNkulunkulu if ningangilaleli ngizokuthatha ngizo stop imvula. So having the rain, it's a blessing phambi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi no, we are blessed.
Yeah.
But it's a double portion of the blessing of God. And with verse 24 uthi lapha izibuya ziyakugcwala amabele imkhongozeli yakuchichima iwayini namafutha. In other words, uma umuntu eba blessed even financially, mfundisi mabathi yonke into eyithintayo iyabusiseka. It is because the financial blessing at the same time with verse 25 iba ne-restoration of what has been stolen by the devil, but it comes back.
Yeah.
It's a restoration into us. It's a blessing for this. When God restore us, it's a blessing. That was not a blessing. But when God restore our joy of our salvation, it is the restoration of God. It's a blessing of the Lord. In other words, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yes.
Covenant among the living, it's a blessing. In other words, blessing are not limited only on the things that we receive tangible. Unabantu, they are blessed. Belala kamnad. Uwinkangri, imambali, kalagaka, inagogonke, otengalali. It's not a blessing. But when we see people, Baba, in the presence of the Lord, not have any trouble upon their life, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
We have a blessing. We have it over our family. Verse 32 from the Mabom. Verse 32,
yes.
Our salvation. In other words, blessing is also comes in a form of our salvation. Pay anything for the salvation that you get. It is only Christ who shed his blood so that we are blessed. And if I pay, he become poor so that he become rich. That's a blessing that you walk upon. Having Christ as a blessed hope in our life is a truly, really divine blessing.
So, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Now, the aspect of blessings, something we need to take note of. And I will bring this to you, Jabu, as to what blessings are even all about. what they are all about and what they stand for. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Mfundisi Mota, let me bring this to you. When we talk about blessings, I'm looking at Psalm 68 verses 19. Blessed be the Elohim who daily loads us with benefits. The Yahuwah, the Abba Yahuwah of our salvation. All the benefits that the Father is loading us with daily. These are blessings. What say you?
Yes, Mfundisi, thank you so much. My brother, blessings comes with benefits. You know, we see the Father blessing us spiritually. We see the Father blessing us also materially. So, and these are the benefits. These are the manifestation of the blessings that come from a Father. You know, when we speak of blessings, my brother, we are actually talking about the favor and the love of God that is upon us, His kindness.
Yeah.
Like I already said, Uguti, ama blessings puti can come in two folds. They are material blessings where we see the Father makes us see prosper ngezinto esibanazo ezivela kuye. And the most important thing ukuthi uNkulunkulu mayisibusisa ngalezinto eziphathekayo, it is for inkazimulo yakhe nodumo lwakhe. And we see the Father asibusisa ngeibusiso zikamoya, the spiritual blessings ezenza ukuthi sibe nokuqonda and sibe revelation ukuthi kahle kahle ungubani lo uNkulunkulu esimkhonzayo. That is a blessing.
Yes.
No, uNkulunkulu mayekhuluma no Mose athi ameyalo ukuthi makatshele u-Aaron ukuthi makabusise abantwana bakwa-Israyeli in the book of Numbers uthi awuthi ma ukhuluma isibusiso phezu kwabantwana bakwa-Israyeli, the Lord lift up his face and his countenance upon you and give you peace. You know, there is peace that surpasses human understanding, that even in the middle of the storm, but you are able to remain peacefully.
Yeah.
And that is a blessing, my brother. In the middle of trials and tribulation, but you still hold yourself and understand, Guti, I am the child of God. Earlier, you have quoted, I think, in the first book of Kings, chapter number 3, when the Lord appeared to King Solomon in the dream, he said to him, ask anything that you want. And Solomon, because he understands who he is, when he asked, he said, Lord, give me an understanding heart so that I may be able to serve your people. Now, that on its own, it shows this man, this king as a child of God, he understood Uguti. When the spiritual blessing come upon his life, it is not for him because it's not about you. That is why Nkulunkulu Mayekhuluma no Abraham, he said, I will bless those who blesses you. So kusho ngamanye amagama, who understand ukuthi the blessing that the Father has given to me, the benefits of the blessing that the Father has bestowed upon me, it is not for my good or for my use, but it's for his glory, that I may save him, that I may save his people. And we see uNkulunkulu enza into his manga, my brother, because he said, okay, when you have asked for this, because you have asked for this, and I am going to give you even for the things that you did not ask. And we see him, God blessing him materially still. And in history, there is no other king owagewaba rich than King Solomon. Because unkulunkulu wambusisa with tongues and tongues and tongues of riches.
Yeah.
And even though he remained a king, but he understand that this is come from the Father. These are the blessings. So as I was saying, Kutiguti, what are the blessings? This is when we see the manifestation, the favor, the kindness of God. You know, when one says that I did not even qualify for this job. Unabantu who are qualified, who have qualifications, but they overlooked them and I was chosen to come and work in this position. That is clearly a blessing of the Father. And those are the benefits of the blessings of God. When we receive things that we do not even qualify for, even salvation,
yeah.
You know, blessing of Fanele, we did not even qualify, but the Father himself, through his grace, He blessed us and saved us. So the, my brother, in short, uma sikhuluma ngezibusiso zikaNkulunkulu, you know, many times we tend to focus more on the material blessings. Yes, they are there. You know, umphostoli Paul uthi but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We need to understand Bogoti, these blessings come through the Son of God.
Yeah.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that is why as believers, Atumbozupa, blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings which are in Christ Jesus. So for us to enjoy these benefits,
yes,
Bogoti ufanele sibe kuyo Christ, because that's where the blessings are.
Yeah,
the blessings they are in Christ, because then we see people were saying, you know, my brother, as soon as you understand, I see the Gideon. Gideon, it is ngankulunkulu abantwana bakwa Israel sebenze okubi phambi kuka Jehova, and uNkulunkulu wabanikela esandleni sama Midian, and ama Midian amhlukumeza Israel, and then they were taking the harvest of Israel, but there was this man, Gideon. In the Bible, the angel of God appeared to Gideon, and he found him where he was threshing, you know, the wheat.
Yeah.
So, in other words, the blessings of the Father, my brother, even no man had in South Africa,
yeah,
but God is able to provide for you. No, when they say inflation is bad, abantu bayakhala ama petrol anyukile, ugesi unyukile, but the Father is able to sustain you. And not your beggar. And when you are not even struggling, there are people who are earning far better than you.
Yeah.
But you are not struggling because the Father has protected the blessing that he has put upon you.
Yeah. So
we see, you know, the blessings of God, my brother, unfolding in this effort. You have broken me. I'm not going to put it simple because they got kulmela pants, but who put you up into what the blessings of God makes you rich. It does not bring sorrow to you. You know, you go peacefully, was but I'll call it the moon to. The blessing of God, when it gives to you, it is yours, and it is given to you for you to enjoy the benefits of the blessing, and you continue to serve him so that you can be able to bless others.
Giyakuzwa. Right, and of course, we are touching base. This is the issue. Of the aspect of blessings, what blessings are even all about. We are talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together till the hour 7. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. What are they even all about? You know, we see and hear many times people saying, I have been blessed. We want to know. We want to know if you say you have been blessed, how is that? How did you get there? How is it done? How would you know if this is a blessing? How would you know if this is how the Father has blessed you? How do you know that? And we need to hear from you. So send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. And I am keen to hear from you as to what are blessings, what are they even all about. And talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. After this,
live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Jabu, let me bring this to you. I am reading also, Psalm 107, verse 38 says, He also blesses them, and they multiply greatly, and He does not let their cattle decrease. It is the multiplication ordained by the Father upon His nation and His people, His children, ranging from the spiritual right through to the physical and the material. What say you, sir?
Thank you very much, my friend. Indeed, that's the blessing of the Father. Mm-hmm. You know, that actually it is visible by, you know, like His abundance upon our lives. So we lack nothing, as I was saying even at first. Mm-hmm. So when you are blessed, it can be seen. And even yourself, like you then you don't have like sort of the explanation how you really are the way you are. The only explanation is that I'm blessed of the Father. Because of you know yourself very well that you don't deserve it. You don't even qualify. You don't even have what it takes for you to have achieved the things that the Father has endowed upon you.
Yeah.
So that's why the only thing that you can just say is that I'm blessed of the Father. I'm blessed of the Lord because of He has poured His blessing. I want to go back to Genesis 27, as I quoted, and read verse 29. It says, to support what you're saying, my friend, it says, many nations serve you and peoples bow down to you. So that's the blessing. It's the blessing of the Father. When it has come upon you, nations will serve you.
Yeah.
People will bow down before you. So what does it mean about people bowing down before you? So it means all enmity, everything that is against you, every weapon that is forced against you, it shall bow down before you. There is nothing that will rise up against you when it comes to fulfilling the will of the Father, the purpose of the Father upon your life. All nations shall, actually all people shall bow down. There is nothing that shall hinder you. And then it says they shall bow down, and then also you will be lord over your brothers, and may the sons of your mother bow down to you, and may those who curse you be cursed, and those who bless you be blessed. And we know this proclamation of the blessing, that is the blessing that was upon Joseph. Remember when the Father was actually proclaiming the blessing upon Joseph. He gave him a dream. And then the dream was about his brothers bowing down before him, and even his fathers and his mother, his father and his mother. That's the blessing that's the blessing that is upon us.
Yeah.
You know, the blessing of being the chosen one, the selected few. Sometimes in your family, you see how things really, like, the way things happen when it comes to you, because of you are the chosen, you are the blessed one. Sometimes even you find out that your family members, that they don't really see, like, it's not because by Zonda, it's because of the blessing of the Father that is upon you, and they see it very well, which they are commissioned and commanded to bow because of the blessing of the Father. And that is not easy. And then because of the pride and the arrogance, and the disobedience. Therefore, the only thing is to reject you. The only thing is to really distance themselves from you. The only thing is just to speak bad words, to gossip, to get by. I'm not talking about family, even friends, even colleagues, even, you know, fellow church members that you go with in the church. You find out that there is that just rejection. It's not because of you are a bad person, it's the blessing. Just like Joseph, you know. They ended up even throwing him into the dungeon because of the blessing. You know, Potiphar's wife had to lie about Joseph because of the blessing. The blessing is going to put you in the places where you will suffer, where you will be on your own, you will be left alone. But you must know that it's not because of me. It's not because of even the people who have put you in the dungeon. You know, because we see David, Joseph reconciling with his brothers and with his father because of he knew that it's not them.
Yeah.
It's not them. It was because of this blessing that was bestowed upon him. It's so massive. It's so massive. And it will benefit even the very people that were actually perpetuating enmity against you. They will benefit because of the blessing. That's how the blessing is, my friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp. 082657-2729. That is 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mawata. The very, let me go to Sipho, The very aspect of blessings, and I'm looking at Psalms 144, verse 13. It says, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our field. It is when the Father really runs the economy of the nation, then we know that He has bestowed a blessing upon us. He has graced us. Sipho, what's your take? How? Usipho lo kanti ukuphike manje?
Mfundisi, usipho uvale ispeaker man, ngoba ngizwa le ndaba sinamandla mfundisi.
Oh, okay. Okay, qhubeka. Yeah. Yes.
It is, yeah. Ngithi mfundisi, wow, what a blessing. Having God in us, His present, it becomes a blessing to us. Le nto eqeda ukuyikhowutha mfundisi ukuthi when God sees ukuthi our economic growth, it's a blessing. As I've mentioned earlier on ukuthi blessings are not only just materially only, no. There are times whereby walking in the presence of the Lord is a blessing. Even though I walk in the veil of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil at all. Just by walking in that veil, but the fear does not come to you. Doing very well, which is His presence will cover everything. In other words, also attend even the plans of the enemy. Then verses in quote, there is no weapon that is forged against us that shall prosper. It's a blessing when we see God's divine protection. In other words, these things, the city is a blessing. Are things whereby zehlela abanye abantu but azikufiki kithi. Kunenzinto mfundisi, uNkulunkulu izimbi asilwela kuze ebusuku singaboni. Sivuke ngakusasa simile kumangala abathakathi ukuthi ngoba bekade ngimkhuluma emsamo ngithatha isithombe sakhe ngisiqhizisa ngibiza iy'calekiso basibona sima. It's a blessing because His divine protection is upon our life. Sengiyithathile lendlela umfundisi umothe akhoache ngayo Numbers chapter 23 ukuthi uMoses walthiwa uma abantu bakaIsrael kumele ababusise kumele babamusise ngale ndlela abesayabala ukuthi kumele ababusise kanjani. Ingakho umfundisi bawufunde nje nakuchapa ngokwako uNkulunkulu esibusisa ngobukhona bakhe ukuthi let the blessing of the Lord be upon us. Been reminded Nendo die Abiz Guti Izo Alegiso Israel Pilam. Israel Mbegin Dabi, not Abum Alegis Bata Lilum Fundis. But because how can you curse that someone who's not been cursed by God? That divine protection for this would abandu basho something to us, but God turned it into a blessing. But look what the Lord has done today. It's because of blessings. They don't know what you are walking in blessing of the Lord. I'm still walking on it. Why? It is because those they were wishes of my grandfather and of my grandmother. In the presence of the Lord. That's the blessing. That is why it's important. Let us speak well so that the blessing of the Lord should come and dwell in their life always.
Sure. I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We're talking about blessings, what they are.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From this matter, let me bring this to you. When we talk about the very notion of blessings in Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 6 says, "And now I have given all these lands into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field I have also given him to serve him." Blessings are those things that the Father has given us to serve us. Those things are serving us. The things that the Father has given us, that we said these things should serve us. Not us serving those things. No, these things should serve us. Because when we serve those things, but those things he has given us, he has given us these things to serve us. What comes to mind?
Absolutely. Remember, the word of God in the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter number 2 or chapter number 1, it says, "Sesenziwe saba ngabakhosi, saba ngabapriest. We have made to be kings through the blood of Jesus." You know, in course, and understanding the kingship. So now we see the Father ukuthi uma esibusisa ngezinto ukuthi these things must actually save us. These things actually must make our movement from point A to point B kube lula, kube effectively. We should not now try to serve or to worship those things. They cannot even fellowship, but no, God will understand. God will understand. I'm tired. I was driving. God will understand. So they should just make life easy for us in serving him, actually, because these things, when they serve us, they enable us so that we can be able to serve the Father, so that we can be able to continue to glorify Him without any hindrance. So many times we tend to deviate. Remember, after Abraham abuya ukuyonqoba nokuyosindisa uLord, lethi zikaNkulunkulu kwabonakala uMelchizedek the high priest evela kuye, lethi wakhuluma isibusiso ku-Abraham wathi makabonge uNkulunkulu. In chapter number 14, verse number 19, it says, and he blessed him, saying, blessed be Abraham by the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and the earth, and blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. You know, when we see the blessings of God, we start to see where abanye abantu, they are struggling to triumph, but the Father makes us victorious in certain situations. It is not because we are better, but it is just the blessing of the Father. Now, when Abraham received this blessing, but when God blessed him, and even Ulev, who was in the loins of Abraham, received the blessing. So Ebo says, but rather they go to generation to generation. You know, earlier you were asking a question, Ugoti, how do we know, Ugoti, actually these are the blessings of the Father? We spoke about it earlier, Ugoti, Isbusis of Gankolunkulu, it does not add sorrow. In other words, Isbusis of Gankolunkulu is the letter, Mpiluniako, Uba, Ube Noctumelela, Ube healthy, you know, healthy. Wayona Leontoleo, it's just the blessing of the Father. Ugoti, not because we're not Udagangon, not because we are taking good care of yourself. It is just the Father that is taking good care of you. And it is the blessing of God. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 37, verse number 26, it says, He is always merciful and relents, and His offspring are blessed. So in Nkulunkulu, it moves from one generation to the next generation, because uNkulunkulu uyasibusisa. He is so good in a way. That is why in the book of Psalms, let and know and test the goodness of the Lord, because the blessings are the benefits, are the goodness of the Father, the favor from God Almighty. Thank you, Put.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Let's hear what you say. What are blessings even all about? And of course, as I promised, some good music will I play for you. Don't worry about that.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.